Before we get into ESPN, once again, producing content that their core audience just doesn't care about, I wanted to thank you guys for an excellent month of June. The month of Woke Christmas was one of the best months that we have had here on the channel. 3,300 new subscribers, over 800,000 views, over 10 million impressions, 80, maybe 100,000 likes, tens of thousands of comments. You guys showed up and showed out last month. I appreciate all the support. I took half the day off yesterday. I spent the afternoon in my pool. I wanted to take advantage of the great weather that we're having. It was 80 degrees outside yesterday, which that is unheard of down here on the Gulf Coast this time of year. Sat in my pool for a couple of hours just thinking about how far we have come in the last 12 months here on the channel. When I'm looking for topics to share with you guys, I go into it with one purpose. I always try to find something that is going to interest you. I mean, that should be obvious. As a content creator, your goal is to make content that your audience will watch. I try to think outside the box. I try to bring you a perspective or bring you humor that you're not going to find anywhere else. That should be the goal of every content creator, whether it's here on YouTube, on television, radio, podcasting platforms. You make content geared towards your audience. Now, when you think of ESPN, what do you think their target audience would be? 18 to 54-year-old males. For decades, ESPN's been the network dedicated to men. Women have Lifetime, they have WeTV, the LGBT has Logo, Hispanics have Univision, Telemundo. The average American dude had ESPN. Keyword, had. In case you haven't noticed, men are no longer allowed to have something of their own. Those selfish bastards, how dare they dominate the sports industry? This is the new America. We are all about inclusion and diversity. Women should be included in the sports industry too. For the last 2 years, the mainstream media has been trying to convince you that women's sports are entertaining. Now, to be fair, there are certain sports where I would rather watch women than watch men. I don't like watching tennis, but if I turn on Wimbledon this weekend, I would rather watch the women. Yeah, that's the only sport I can think of where women are more entertaining than men. Well, and softball too, but dudes don't play softball professionally. The mainstream media, along with members of Woke United Methodist, they will label guys like me misogynist for saying women's sports are boring. Basically, they'll call me a misogynist for speaking the truth. All my feminists out there, I hate to break it to you. I know the truth hurts, but you're not that entertaining. We don't want to watch you play basketball. We don't give a shit about your handicap in golf. We don't care that you run a 40 in under 6 seconds. Hell, not only do we not care, you don't care either. Most women don't watch women's sports. For years, leagues like the WNBA or LPGA, they have failed to differentiate themselves. They've presented you a product that's far inferior to the NBA or PGA golf. They've attempted to grab your attention. They've attempted to draw an audience by giving you a watered-down version of basketball, golf, soccer, whatever the fuck. But in the name of inclusion, ESPN has shoved women's sports down your throat, even though you don't watch it. Not only women's sports, ESPN shoved women down your throat. Someone please explain to me how in the fuck someone like Mina Kimes is considered an NFL analyst. Last I checked, that role goes to former NFL players, you know, people who actually played in the league, dudes that can give you insight into a player's mentality. They can break down coverage. They know the difference between a 3-4 and a 4-3 defense. Mina Kimes, she's just a glorified, overpaid numbers cruncher. ESPN, they used to produce some excellent sports documentaries. OJ Made in America, Catching Hell, which was about Steve Bartman yanking that foul ball from Moises Alou in the 2003 NLCS. He was wrongfully blamed for sending the Cubs into a downward spiral in that series. No Crossover, which was about the 1993 trial of Allen Iverson. There are hundreds of excellent documentaries produced by ESPN that have drawn good ratings. Now, what is the one thing they all had in common? They centered around stories and athletes that the average dude cared about. They were centered around men. As you guys know, The month of June is now set aside for Woke Christmas. This past June was especially special for those proficient in the butt bongo. June 8th, it marked the 50th anniversary of the passing of Title IX. Ooh, it was a celebration at Woke United Methodist. We have provided the cucumbers for everyone. Grab that pew, spread those legs, and let your non-binary lover explore the promised land. In celebration of the 50th anniversary of Title IX, the network that used to be dedicated to men produced a two-part documentary special about women in sports. Clearly, executives at ESPN have spent too much time wearing the woke goggles. Never has this network been this far out of touch with their audience. Am I the only one that notices the ratings for women's sports? Tuesday night, ESPN2 once again, gave us some exciting WNBA action. Oh, it was unbelievable. The audience was amazed that Natasha Cloud could grow a mustache. The excitement was unparalleled, unmatched, as woke welfare recipients missed wide open layups and airballed free throws. The Washington Woke faced off against the Atlanta Dreamers. The Atlanta Dreamers. That is a fitting name for a WNBA team. For 26 years, this dump has been dreaming. That unobtainable dream that one day people would stop depositing their trash in this dump and actually give a shit about it. The WNBA drew 170,000 Tuesday night. Now, when compared to the ratings this bullshit Title IX documentary drew, that was a vast improvement. Now, I apologize in advance for this clip that I'm about to show you, but I wanted to give you an idea of how painfully boring this documentary was. This right here, this was the trailer for the Title IX documentary. This is what ESPN promoted to attract viewers. Now, please, I beg you, don't fall asleep. Don't turn off this video out of boredom. Here we go. Roll the film.
Johnny Barnett was the de facto women's athletic director. Everybody was coming to her and saying, well, hey, we want this, we need that, and come on. And she just was there to say no.
And that was where I think the idea hatched, was Chris and Annie kind of imagining out loud, well, we could take a bucket and a bar of soap and a sponge into Joni Barnett's office. And we could like pretend to take a shower. Maybe she'd get the point. And then it was like, we could take our clothes off and do that. It started a little bit as a joke, like out of frustration, and then got very serious.
We had somehow switched the issue from the showers to the bodies, you know, the naked body as a symbol of oppression.
Did that capture your interest? Did that cause you to immediately set your DVR to ESPN Tuesday night? I don't know about you guys, but I just love the visual of 70-year-old women talking about nudity. Hell, at least they were real women. I'm surprised ESPN didn't promote a clip of Leah Thomas wearing a thong while figuring out whether to wear a sports bra or a jock strap. That would really bring in the viewers. The entire month of June, ESPN has promoted the shit out of this documentary. Relentless promotion. Commercials during the NBA Finals, video trailers across social media platforms. They had huge corporate sponsors from companies looking to dip their wang in the woke tang. Gatorade, Google. They all had Title IX ornaments on their woke Christmas tree. June 21st, June 28th, ESPN aired part one and part two of this documentary in prime time. Now, on June 14th, the week before, ESPN aired SportsCenter and two WNBA games in prime time. SportsCenter drew 363,000, WNBA 280,000, and 300,000. Now, that's average viewership for typical ESPN programming during the week in prime time. This Title IX documentary was a special. Like I said, heavily promoted. June 21st, hour one drew 112,000. Hour two, 102,000. 102,000? What the fuck's going on here? Is ESPN trying to steal the crown from Bomani Jones as the biggest, huge, embarrassing failure? Bobo needs that crown. It's important to him. He uses failure to attract men like Shay Shay to his basement. Look at the polls on this crown, Shay Shay. You already know their purpose. Go ahead and assume the position, and let me show you how Bobo gets down. June 28th, hour 1, 152,000. Hour 2, 133,000. This was a complete flop. I would guess it was the least watched documentary ESPN's ever produced, but it is definitely some of the lowest ratings they have ever seen in prime time. That 102,000, I would estimate that is the lowest watched hour in the history of ESPN during prime time. The midnight airing of SportsCenter almost tripled these numbers. The NHL Awards doubled these ratings. This was a complete disaster for ESPN. Perhaps one of the biggest disasters in recent memory. They have an annual dumpster fire every year known as the ESPY Awards. It's where woke athletes come together to praise each other for being complete shitfucks and brag about the size of their woke cucumbers. But this Title IX documentary was far, far worse. This should send a clear message. Men don't care about women's sports. It is abundantly clear. Now, will this change the perception at ESPN? Of course not. This documentary was not produced to draw an audience. It was produced to incite woke boners for the homeless people on Twitter who gathered around the bonfire in the garbage can to watch it on their government cell phones. Diversity and inclusion is destroying ESPN. There are some talented women working at the network. Linda Cohn, legendary. Doris Burke, one of the best play-by-play announcers in the NBA. Give me Doris Burke every day over Mark Jones. Mark Jones is completely useless. He shares the same space with Mina Kimes as two people with absolutely no talent who collect woke welfare on the first of every month. Sage Steele, another talented woman at ESPN. But for every talented woman, you have a woke shitfuck turning off the audience. Elle Duncan, Sarah should be living in Spain. That other stupid fuck we talked about last week who was fake crying about abortion, remember that? I can't even remember her name. She's that irrelevant. Women have a place in sports media, but the truth of the matter is, women's sports don't draw an audience. Documentaries about women's sports don't draw an audience. Your average woman, she's not watching ESPN in her spare time. My girlfriend likes sports. If I'm watching the NBA or the NFL, she can sit down and watch it with me. If I turn on the WNBA, she's leaving the room. If I turn on SportsCenter, she's going to leave the room. She doesn't care enough about it. She would rather be watching The Real Housewives of Madagascar, whatever the fuck. The target audience of ESPN is men, not women. Yet, they continue shoving women down your throat. Remember when the WNBA used the excuse that the reason they can't attract people to the dump was the smell and the lack of exposure? Can't use that shit anymore. There have never been more nationally televised WNBA games, and they are still not drawing an audience. You put the NBA playoffs on ESPN, first, second round of the playoffs, they'll draw 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 million people. You put the WNBA finals on ESPN, they'll draw 3, maybe 4 people who are only there for the comedic relief. But let me know what you think. ESPN overly promoting their Title IX documentary and somehow drawing less people than your average WNBA game. Hell, they almost drew less people than Bomani Jones, the huge embarrassing failure. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.